The Sitka Sackrow herring fishery has shut down early this year, falling 8,330 tons short of the high guideline harvest level. This is the fourth time in 6 years the herring fishery has shut down before meeting the quota. KCAW's Emily Kwong reports.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game made the closure announcement over VHF radio at 11 a.m. Tuesday morning after aerial surveys failed to spot herring schools of marketable size. Area management biologist Eric Kunrat said the decision was made in consultation with processors who found the fish too small for market standards. Processors buy herring from the fleet and harvest roe for sale to Japan. Here's Kunrat.
Some attrition of the fleet that's in town. We've had some attrition of processors that are in town, and so it just seemed like the writing was kind of on the wall.
The fleet has been on standby since March 20th. At the start, the six processors involved, including the local Silver Bay Seafoods and Sitka Sound Seafoods, wanted herring that weighed an average of 125 to 130 grams. ADF&G forecasted the average weight for the biomass would be 106 grams, so already below market standard. Kunrat said there was one chance to catch herring of that size on March 25th, the first opening of the fishery, and the fleet missed the opportunity.
They stayed deep until they spawned, and that we had one shot at the larger fish, and then gave a second opportunity the next day, and then the fish gradually got smaller as the opening went on, and so we closed the fishery, and then we just weren't able to find any marketable fish after that point.
A week and many aerial surveys later, most of the fleet has left town. The Sitka Sackrow herring fishery has come under intense scrutiny by local subsistence harvesters in the past 5 years. Sitka Tribe of Alaska sought conservation measures at this year's Board of Fish, but no changes were made to the formula for determining the quota. KCAW asked Kunrat what he thought about this year's management model. Do you have concerns about the management model ADF&G is using in light of this fishery falling 8,000 tons short?
No. It's bound to happen in some years. We've got time and we've got area working against us. It's a short time frame that we're trying to harvest these fish, and some years we're bound to not catch it all, especially when market standards are a pretty high bar to achieve. So I mean, we could have easily harvested the quota, but it would have required market standards to be much lower,
meaning younger fish of a lower weight. Now that management of the fishery has come to a close, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game will continue aerial surveys to gauge just how many fish returned to Sitka this spring. So far, they've measured 13.3 nautical miles of herring spawn. Last year saw 62.3 nautical miles. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.